Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Portesi is here. Tom has become a member of our Brain Trust over the last year or so. He's the president and CEO of MFV Expositions, which is part of the franchise industry, and he's here to give us a report on that very thing. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So what's going on out there in the world of franchising? One of the things that I like to start out, I want to start out by saying something I've said for a long time. In my opinion, the franchise concept, that business model is one of the greatest things that was ever developed for capitalism, and it's one of the great gifts America gave to the world. It's one of our treasures, and it's one of the great gifts that we gave to the world. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I couldn't have said it better. It's something that allows a small business owner to thrive. It allows them to get business for themselves, but not all by themselves. It allows them to have the support and the training and everything they need to be successful. They have to work.
Yeah.
But everything they need is right there for them.
It's what I call entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. You still have to take risks. You still have to put up your money. You still have to work your backside off. You still have to go without pay part of the time. You still have to go, work 7 days a week for a long time. But you don't have to create the business model. Somebody's already created the business model for you. All you have to do is execute it. And as you say, exactly. it's the wealth, the opportunity that is created for thousands and counting the employees, millions of people, is amazing. And I think the franchise industry as a sector doesn't get the credit, the recognition, and the admiration that it deserves.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more, Jim.
So what do we do about that? How do we get that?
Under the Obama administration, it was assaulted. Your show is great. I think you get the word out by highlighting it. You know, we do 5 shows here in the United States, so we're touching most of the country with a message to come on down and see these great companies.
Yep.
And the franchise industry, the International Franchise Association, does a great job of getting, you know, good information out there about franchising.
Well, the Obama administration assaulted the franchise industry with their attempt to connect the last mile employee of a franchisee with the mothership of the franchisor, but that's all gone away, right? We've stopped that. That's not happening anymore, right?
For the most part, it's gone away, and you know, thanks to the franchise association and their lobbying efforts. They did such a great job of getting out there and doing nothing more than explaining the issue.
I wrote articles about it, Tom. I've raised all kinds of commotion on my show, and I wrote about it. I published articles about this, exposing them.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what team you play for. You know where your political party lies. The fact that you have to be able to understand that an employee for a local, you know, Subway or a local McDonald's or a local, you know, Wayback Burgers has nothing to do with corporate office. They're an employee of a person who spent, you know, an enormous amount of time, effort, and money to go into business.
Right.
In many cases, leveraged everything they had.
Well, it's very similar. If you work in a 7-Eleven that's out in Sheboygan. And there's an Exxon gas tank out front that you take money for when the people buy the gas. You're as an employee sitting there in that 7-Eleven, you're not an employee of Exxon.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with these other franchises. It's just ridiculous. But what are some other things that you're seeing out there? What are some good things that you're seeing happening with the franchise industry?
Well, I think the franchise industry is growing. You know, it's growing ridiculously. It's making sure that it touches just about every industry. I don't think there's an industry anymore that we could point to that doesn't have some kind of franchise involvement. At the show this past week in New York, we had 450 exhibitors. I would say they touched every investment level, maybe from $10,000 to $10
million. Really?
You can get a franchise for
$10,000?
You can. You can get a janitorial franchise. There are a couple of, you know, part-time or work-from-home kind of franchises.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah, I think the big misconception is it's food and it's millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our best to make sure people understand that's not the case.
Right, and that's what we like talking about that on the show here is to let people know that it's a spectrum of and people look for franchises in different ways, don't they? They already have a discipline, they know how to do certain things, and they're looking for a franchise in that, or they're just looking for a franchise that fits their budget sometimes, right?
Right, something they love, something they're passionate about, something they have the skill sets to thrive in. Something that fits their budget. In so many cases, a franchise, you know, there's such good financing involved. Lenders love to lend to people starting buying a franchise because mm-hmm. they know that their chances of success are so much greater.
Right. So, in your event this week in New York City, tell us uh-huh. more about that. Tell us more what happened there.
So we had, as I say, 450 companies. We had thousands and thousands of visitors come from 50 states and 120 countries.
Wow.
We had every industry imaginable. And I try and explain it in a way. I say we had, child care franchises. We had senior care franchises. We had pet care franchises. We had every food you could imagine, from pizza to coffee shops, sandwiches. We had every business-to-business franchise you could imagine. It was a great show. It was a great show. We had over 70 seminars.
Hmm. Well, that's great. I'm glad to see the franchise industry is healthy and is thriving and robust because, you know, the franchise industry is a huge part of our GDP. I mean, has anybody ever identified the percentage of GDP that franchises contribute? I've never heard that number.
I couldn't tell you the percentage, but I could tell you it's significant.
Yeah.
And growing.
And growing, exactly, because part of the entrepreneurial nature of Americans is not just starting your own business, but starting a business that you scale as a franchise. That's a very entrepreneurial
exactly.
thing to do. Hey, I need your website quickly, Tom.
It is mfvexpo.com.
All right, so check it out. More to come after the break. He's talking about doing franchises in China. We're going to ask him about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.